but he had this sharecropper, they called it. And the old back in there to the highway was a road. I mean, and then all that was plantation back in there and the farming. All those trees up there have grown since we don't have the farming. That was the farming land, corn and groceries. We raised everything and canned them, you see.
Like what? What did you can? What did you raise and can?
And apples. Oh, there was apple trees back in there. Now I haven't got but two out there now. But there was an orchard. Peach trees. The peach tree was back up on the terraces. And we have peaches. We canned peaches. And we had different kind, different age peaches, the early kind, and then the, what do they call it, I don't know. Anyhow, the big peaches, and we had pear trees, and we canned, that's what they do, we'd can them for winter.
What about vegetables?
Well, we'd can the vegetables too, that didn't grow in the wintertime. And we had beans and iced potatoes. Oh, and sweet potatoes, there was a bed then, they'd look like a little cemetery and put the sweet potatoes in there and straw over that and then put pine trees to hold it, to keep the dirt from washing off. That's the way you kept them.
Did they have any particular name to it?
No.
That's where you started? You didn't call it anything particular?
If you did, I didn't know it. They just, we always had two piles back, further back behind in there, because all that, of course, was, the pasture was back over the hill there, but the farming things was back in there.
What about in the, in the old house, did you have any type of place underneath the house where you would keep canned goods or anything?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, it was just it was way back under the house, not here. Mama canned, they canned everything here, but when we lived in Jonesboro, they used to can, they'd come up here and get, the neighbors would come with them with a truck. And they'd gather the apples and pears and peaches and things and go home and can them, and we'd take ours home and can. And we didn't have, the house wasn't, things would freeze in it. So my aunts, that's after my mother died, my aunts would have big boxes and they'd wrap newspaper around each can and put it down in that box under the house. And it wouldn't freeze.
Oh, goodness.
That's the way we did it. And then if my aunt would want, we'd have one box that'd say apples, another one peaches, another one beans, and things like that.
Well, could you stand up down there? No, we'd
have to crawl on them. The back side of the house was, the steps was about this high, and we'd have to go back under the house. It was had brick around the front rooms, but the kitchen didn't have it back there. And they'd have to put the fruit back up under there. And if Annie wanted the apples, why, we'd run in there and get a can of apples. Well, she never did go. And if we wanted peaches, the box was marked, so we'd know which one to go into to get.
Well, did you ever dry any of your fruit?
Yeah, dried apples,
How'd you go about doing that?
Well, they'd peel them and put them out on the table and let them dry, and then they'd put them in a sack and hang them.
Where would you hang them?
Well, they had